It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Today is Saturday the 19th of November, the 324th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, which means you only have 47 days to get your New Year's resolutions into the Sound Kitchen. I'll cook up a tasty dish with your ingredients to celebrate the New Year, which will be served in grand style on the New Year's Eve show. There'll even be a special guest cook to help out. And if your resolution gets pulled out of the hat, you'll find a present in your mailbox from the Sound Kitchen. So put on your thinking caps, examine your consciousnesses, and get out your pencils. Hey, guess what today is? International Men's Day. It was started in 1992 and is celebrated in over 70 countries. The idea behind International Men's Day is to focus on men's and boys' health, to improve gender relations, to promote gender equality, and to highlight male role models. The organizers of International Men's Day want to celebrate men's and boys' achievements and contributions, in particular for their contributions to community, family, marriage, and childcare. You know, basic humanitarian values. Always a good thing. So for all you men and boys out there who are working on improving relations between the genders, who are active in your communities, in your family lives, and your children's upbringing, happy International Men's Day. And tomorrow in India, it's Children's Day. Sunil Baran Das, the president of the RFI fan club in Nadia, wrote in to tell us about it. Sunil Baran wrote, "Children's Day is celebrated on the 14th of November every year as a tribute to India's first prime minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, on his birthday. Jawaharlal Nehru was lovingly called Chacha Nehru, which means Uncle Nehru. Jawaharlal Nehru emphasized the importance of giving love and affection to children who are the bright future of India. The main purpose of this day is to encourage the welfare of children all over the country." Thanks for the information, Sunil Baran, and hello, Maju.
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
Bill Hunt's right. You just never know what'll come out of the Sound Kitchen's oven now, do ya? Here's a hint. Your voice is for dessert, but first, the main course. The quiz. The 3rd of September was the day San Marino, the world's fifth smallest sovereign state, was founded, in 301 to be exact. I asked you to send in the names of the four sovereign states which are smaller than San Marino. Remember, sovereign states, not dependencies. The answers are, in this order, Europe's Vatican City, then Monaco, and then two island nations in the Pacific Ocean, Nauru, and then Tuvalu. The winners are RFI Listeners Club members Humphrey C. Feary from Lusaka, Zambia, Zenon Tellis for the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India, and Ralph Rabanchik from Esleben, Germany. Hailing from Naugaon, Bangladesh, Mrs. Mami Kanam is a winner this week, as is Saiku Jeng from Banjul, The Gambia. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Okay, stargazers, or rather moongazers, here's a question just for you. We had a so-called supermoon on Sunday and Monday. I say so-called because supermoon is not an astronomical term, not a scientific term. Nevertheless, it is the term we use when the moon is at its closest position to Earth along its orbit and appears larger to us Earthlings. It can happen as often as several times a year or as infrequently as every 14 months. But even astronomers concede that this week's supermoon was a bit different from your regular old supermoon. Why? What distinguished this week's supermoon? Why is it different from other supermoons we see? Write in with the reason that this week's supermoon is different from the supermoons we usually see. You have until December 19th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 24th of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
My name is Otu Suleiman, calling from Kumasi, Ghana. I love listening to RFI.
Hello, RFI. My name is Adama Seka of the Gambia. I love RFI very much. I used to listen to RFI every morning and every evening. Your programs are wonderful, and thank you very much, RFI. Bravo.
Hello. I am Sule Bako Galadima of Banenda, Cameroon. I love listening to RFI Live AM. Wow.
Yeah, my name is Balimba Ernest from Cameroon. I love the program very well. I enjoy it very, very well. I'm just a keen listener to you. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Na Muhammad Zain Abidin, calling from Ghana. I am a good listener of RFI.
Hello, it is Peter from Gosford in Australia saying hello. Listen to your programs regularly and daily. Please keep up the good work. Thank you.
I'm Janet. I am calling you from Dar es Salaam, Gambia. I really love listening to RFI English program. So that's why I just called to express my love for RFI. Thank you so much.
I'm Wilfred Ngotang. I live in Isu Wum, northwest of Cameroon. I listen to RFI every day. Thank you.
Nice, no? Those were the voices of fellow Sound Kitchen listeners who called the RFI English Recorder. Your voice can be heard by your fellow listeners, too. Just dial +331 84 22 9600 and say hello to us all. Give your name and your country and say something short, whatever you're thinking about, or of course you can always just say, I love RFI English, because of course you do. Got your pen? The number again is +331 84 22 9600. That's +331 84 22 9600. Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. But before we do, I want you to remember that the Sound Kitchen is only fun if you are a part of it. Don't just send in your answer to the quiz. Take an extra minute or two and share with us what's up in your life. What's your radio club doing? What book are you reading? Is there a festival happening in your city, or why not? What'd you think about today? Didn't your mama raise you right and teach you to always help, so you get right into this kitchen and help with the meal? Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Dojo for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone. Oh,
my head.